Brothers, sisters, friends, peace.
感谢主，我们在神的话语上有点交通。
We thank the Lord that we can have some fellowship in His Word.
刚才领会弟兄在那边，恳求大家到前面来。
Just before the brother presiding was imploring people to move closer to the front.
有一次我到 Passaic County 的Jewish Temple 去聚会。
One time I went to the Passaic County Jewish Temple to gather.
我讲这个例子，我讲过在。主学里面我讲过这个例子。
I've given this example in Sunday school before.
他们的座位跟我们的座位方式非常不同。
Their seating arrangement was vastly different from ours.
他们中间也有一条走道。
They did have an aisle in the center.
但是他们的座位是两边对看的。
But there's
转90度。
The seats were arranged 9 degrees opposite to ours here.
它这个 design 非常 intelligent 啊，非常聪明，这个。
Their design had great intelligence.
他们的讲到的弟兄不一定在这边，不一定在那边。
The brother who's speaking might not be here, he might not be there.
所以这个主日你可能坐在前面。
So, one day you might be sitting in the front when you're gathering.
那下个主日说不定你坐在后面。
And maybe the next time you'd be sitting at the back.
那他们聚会的时候有人搬那个椅子讲桌上来。
And so every gathering they would carry the podium over.
我听说他们那个搬人看他圣灵的感动或怎么样，他有时候搬前面搬后面。
And so the brother who set down the podium, he would place it based on the feelings of the spirit.
但是我后来发觉他们都很愿意坐到最前面一排。
But later I realized that they're all very willing to sit closest to the front.
基本上来讲，在最前面一排啊，那个每一次讲到，你原则上离的讲座的位置是蛮近的。
Because on principle, at the very front, each time the speaker speaks, you still be close to the front.
不然我们哪一天我们可以那样的 setting 啊？
I don't know if there's a day where we could have such a setting.
今天要跟弟兄姐妹交通诗篇23篇。
Today I'd like to share with brothers Psalm 23.
我相信23篇大家熟到不能再熟。
I trust that brothers and sisters are so familiar with Psalm 23, they cannot be more familiar.
那诗篇23篇是非常丰富的一篇诗篇。
And this is a very rich psalm.
其实我们可以每一年都交通这一篇诗篇。
To be honest, we can share on this psalm every year.
因为这篇诗篇跟着我们这个人非常有关系。
Because this psalm relates deeply to each one of us.
我们信主的时候，这篇诗篇能帮助我们。
When we believe on the Lord, this hymn can help us.
信主一段时间之后，这篇诗篇还是能帮助我们。
So after we believe on the Lord for some time, this psalm will still help us.
你会发觉这篇诗篇虽然只有六节。
Even though this psalm only has six verses,
每一节都没有你看不懂的话。
Each verse always has words that you understand.
但是呢，你一辈子在那个话语面，你都可以体会它。
But you can constantly think upon these words throughout your entire life.
这就是这篇诗篇宝贵的地方。
This is what's so precious about this.
好不好？我们一样的，我们把诗篇二十三篇只有六节，我们慢慢的念过。
Let us read this psalm's verses slowly together.
如果你会背，你可以背。
If you can memorize it, you feel free to memorize it.
我们先用中文，然后你就英文再一次啊。我们一起来，来，耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's have a word of prayer.
天父, 我们实在感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you.
我们能够在这里拨饼纪念你, 吃你喝你, 与你有份。
That we could break bread here, eat and drink of you, and have a portion with you.
我们实在知道你在我们的当中。
We truly know that you are here among us.
我们要在你的话语上 有点交通的时候,
As we fellowship here through your words,
再次求你用圣灵在这里,
we ask that your Holy Spirit again cleanse us here.
我们知道你的话语是何等的丰富,
we know how rich your words are.
但是我们常常讲的人把你的话语拦阻了,
but oftentimes, the brother who shares often hinders your words.
我们听的人常常耳朵也听不清楚,
and oftentimes we who listen do not hear clearly. So we ask that your spirit work mightily here, so that your words may not be hindered.
We ask
that today, whether it's those who are gathered here or those who are working in the kitchen,
甚至在楼下教主日学的老师跟孩子们,
and even the teachers and the children downstairs,
圣灵与我们同在,
we ask that the Holy Spirit be with us all.
我们应该把鞋脱下来, 因为这里是圣地,
we should take off our shoes because here is holy ground.
我们在你的话语面前来等候你,
we wait upon you in front of your word.
恩典祝福, 祝福我们,
may your grace and blessings bless us.
荣耀赞美要归给你,
all glory and praise be to you.
听我们祷告, 奉耶稣基督的名,
hear our prayers. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 诗篇是非常宝贵的, 话, 神的话。
The Psalms are precious words from our Lord.
诗篇有150篇。
There are 150 Psalms.
所有诗篇里面基本上来讲是诗人对着神话语的经历的发表。
The psalmist usually writes a psalm in expression of his experience with God.
很多人很爱读诗篇。
Many people love to read the psalms.
诗篇有一个最好的著作作者叫 Spurgeon, 就是斯布珍。
A very good writer concerning the psalms is Brother Spurgeon.
他有一本 很棒的著作叫做 大卫的宝藏, the Treasure of David.
He has a great commentary that he wrote about the Psalms called The Treasure of David.
他在注释诗篇84篇的时候, 他有这样的注解。
When he was writing about Psalm 84, he had this to say.
他说诗篇有150篇。
He said, there's 150 Psalms.
他们读经的人这样写讲的啊。
Those who read the Psalms, they speak of it like this.
他说最甜美的一篇诗篇是84篇。
He said, the sweetest Psalm is Psalm 84.
最使我们讲出来对我们有echo就是有回应的是51篇。
The psalm that truly echoes in our hearts is Psalm 51.
51篇是大卫犯罪之后写的诗篇。
Psalm 51 was written after David had sinned.
84篇是这些朝圣者到神的殿中的时候写的诗篇, 所以最甜美。
And Psalm 84 is when those Jewish were entering into the temple.
他说最深的一篇诗篇是119篇。
And he said the deepest psalm is Psalm 119.
也是最长的诗篇。
And it is also the longest psalm.
他说有一个最喜乐的诗篇是103篇。
And he said the most joyous psalm is Psalm
他说我的心要称颂你。
It's that my soul shall praise you.
那23篇是什么篇呢?
So what is Psalm 23?
他说是最受欢迎的一篇诗篇。
He said it is the psalm that receives the most welcome.
短短的6节里面,
in 6 short verses,
讲出这个诗人对神的经验。
It speaks of the psalmist's experience with the Lord.
有诗篇中的珍珠。
It is a pearl among the psalms.
你知道作者是大卫。
We know that the writer was David.
我们在座的，我想我们一生没有人能够比大卫的一生经历还丰富。
I trust that none of us here will have a richer experience in life than David.
我有时候去review大卫的一生。
So sometimes I look over David's life.
其实大卫的一生可能 跟我们比较可能有在一起碰到的。
There are some areas in David's life that can relate to us.
就是我们跟大卫一样会犯罪。
It's that we like David also sin.
那大卫所有做的事情我们都没做过。
But all that, the other things that David did, we didn't do.
我问你一下，这里当中有没有人放过羊？
I asked here, has anyone been a shepherd?
大卫放过羊。
David was a shepherd.
我有一次问大家的时候。
One time when I asked everyone,
有一位老弟兄他举手。
An elderly brother, he raised his hand.
他已经到主那里去了。
He is already gone to be with the Lord.
他说他在河南放过羊。
He said that in Hunan, he was a shepherd.
我不知道我们当中有没有人打过仗。
I don't know if any of us have been in battle.
大卫打过仗。
David fought battles.
大卫住过王宫里，我们有没有人到白宫去住过？
David lived in a palace. Have any of us gone to the White House?
大卫在旷野里面，被人家追杀，你有没有被追杀过？
David was sought in the wilderness to be killed.
我们即使去露营，也不是到旷野去露营啊。
When we go camping, it's not like we're going to the wilderness.
可能你们到以色列去过旷野。
Maybe you've gone to Israel into the wilderness.
所以你可以说大卫去过旷野，我也去过旷野。
And so you can say, well, we've been to the wilderness that David's been to.
有谁被自己的孩子追杀过？
Has anyone been threatened by their children?
大概你的孩子还不够大，还不能追杀你。
Maybe your children aren't old enough yet to try to kill you.
大卫的一生非常的丰富。
David's life is is rich.
或者说他大卫的一生经历非常多的苦难。
Or we can say that David has richly experienced much suffering in his life.
他住过皇宫。
He's lived in the palace.
住过旷野。
He's lived in the wilderness.
他用石头打死哥利亚巨人。
He used a stone to kill Goliath.
我们都没有打死过人吧。
We haven't killed anyone with a stone.
我们在家最多打死只死老鼠。
Maybe the worst we kill a rat in our house.
我们的生命的经历其实与大卫来讲非常的差得非常的远。
So our experiences in life are vastly different from that.
但是你去看这篇诗篇的时候，
But when you look at this song,
我们能够经历大卫所经历的一些东西。
We can experience some of the things David experiences.
我们的灵里面在读这个诗篇的时候，我们会有感觉，会有共鸣。
Our spirit when we read this psalm, it should have some feelings and have some.
这篇诗篇的题目也很难定。
The topic of this psalm also is hard to pin down.
是一只羊所写的。
It is written by a sheep.
这只羊对他的牧人所写的一个发表。
This is a psalm written by a sheep towards his shepherd.
你知道圣经把我们当作是羊来比喻我们。
The Bible often uses us as speaks of us as sheep.
他从来不用把我们当作一匹马或一匹狗来形容我们。
It doesn't describe us as a horse or as a dog.
他用羊来比喻我们。
We are often described as sheep.
你知道羊有很多的好处哈。
You know there are many benefits of being a sheep.
羊肉非常好吃。
Sheep flesh, sheep meat is very good to eat.
你待过厨房就知道。
If you worked in the kitchen, you know.
羊有很多毛病啊。
But other than that, lambs also have problems.
有三个公认的毛病。
There are three major problems.
他说羊动作很慢。
Lambs movements, sheep movements are slow.
所以你们左右看看。
So take a look around you.
动作都很慢。
People's movements are slow.
他说羊不活泼。
Lambs are not lively.
你不会看一只羊在那边跳来跳去，跳来跳去像狗一样跑来跑去。
Sheep don't just jump around and run around in circles.
他们说羊高兴的时候，它咩两下。
They say that when sheep are excited, they bleat twice.
就是羊咩咩那样咩一下，它就结束了。
And so afterwards, they're just quiet.
羊难过的时候，它也咩一下。
And when sheep are sad, they bleat once.
它不会，它生病的时候或难过的时候，它去撞你哈，会咬你。
When they're sick or something like that, they don't necessarily butt your head or they don't necessarily bite you.
羊不适合表现它自己。
Sheep are not good at expressing themselves.
你会发觉我们也不适合表现我们自己。
And you realize that we are not necessarily the best at expressing ourselves.
那羊它还有第三个毛病，它不容易分辨东西。
And the third problem with sheep is that they're not good at distinguishing things.
我也很不容易分辨东西。
I'm also not good at distinguishing.
人家拿一个 LV 的袋子给我，跟加拿大的 LV 袋子，我分不出来哪一个是哪一个。
And when someone gives me a real LV and a LV bag made in Chinatown,
我们有时候听一些弟兄姐妹交通话语，我们也分辨不出来。
And sometimes when we hear about sister share, we cannot tell the difference as well.
这是一只羊。
This is what a sheep is.
我们今天得救之后，神把我们当作羊来比喻我们。
After we become saved, the Lord describes us as sheep.
这是羊需要一个人来牧养它。
Sheep need a shepherd to care for them.
所以诗篇一开始这一篇二十三篇第一节就讲到耶和华是我的牧者。
And that's why in the very first verse of Psalm 23, it says, The Lord is my shepherd.
有一个弟兄曾经这样讲一句话。
A brother once shared this.
他说诗篇二十三篇，你每一句都不会背，没关系，你只要背第一章，第一节前半部就够你一辈子。
A brother, he shared that you might not be able to memorize all of Psalm 23, but you should really just focus on the first half of the first verse.
你这一辈子如果能够体会耶和华是你的牧者的话。
If you can understand and realize that the Lord is your shepherd,
你真正的了解这句话的话,
if you truly understand what these words mean,
你这一辈子其实是够了。
In your life, that is enough.
牧者,
shepherd,
他不用别的字,
he didn't use any other word.
他没有特别讲说耶和华是我的拯救者。
He didn't say the Lord is my deliverer,
我救主,
my savior,
我的主。
My Lord, Master.
他用牧者。
He used the word shepherd.
这句话是因为他对着这位牧人，这位救他的主，他里面的感觉，他是他的牧者。
Because in his mind, the God who saved him is his shepherd.
有时候我觉得今天我们地上常常用牧者这句话哈。
I know that today many times we use the word shepherd.
他说我们教会现在没有牧者，我们要找牧者。
People would say, our church doesn't have a shepherd, we need to look for one.
我不太敢讲用这句话。
I wouldn't exactly dare to use these words.
什么是牧者你知道吗?
What is a shepherd?
是耶和华。
It is the Lord God.
不是我们几个人承认一个人他就成为我们的牧者。
It's not that we say, okay, you can be our shepherd.
牧者是只有耶和华是我们的牧者。
Only the Lord God can be our shepherd.
你道讲得再好。照顾弟兄姐妹再好，你也不是一个牧者。
No matter how good your sermons are or how much you can care for brothers and sisters, you are not the shepherd.
因为这位牧者为我们死。
Because this shepherd, he died for us.
我们为他死就没了。
If we died for him, that wouldn't be anything.
这位牧者为我们死，他还为我们活。
This shepherd, he not only died for us, but he rose again for us.
这位牧者是那位至高者。
This shepherd is the one on high.
诗篇第一篇，诗篇二十三篇第一节，我用这个字来形容这一节在讲什么。
In Psalm 23 verse 1, I'm using this word to describe.
这只羊对着牧人有一个宣告。
This sheep has a proclamation towards his shepherd.
这是一个宣告这个字。
This is a word of proclamation.
就像我们口里承认，心里相信耶稣基督是主一样。
It's like us confessing with our mouths and believing in our hearts that Jesus Christ is Lord.
基督徒第一件事要宣告主是你的主。
The first things that Christians must do is to proclaim that the Lord is their God.
人怎么得救?
How can people be saved?
你要宣告一件事。
You have to proclaim one thing.
你宣告你自己是个罪人。
You have to admit that you're a sinner.
很多人不喜欢这个字。
People might not like this word.
其实你会发觉我们都是罪人。
But you must realize that each one of us, we all are sinners. 不只到
这里而止，为止啊。
Not only up to this point.
我们还相信这位主可以救我们。
We believe that our Lord can save us.
这位主还能可以牧养我们。
And that this Lord can shepherd us.
你会发觉今天生孩子好像很难，对不对？
You might realize today that giving birth to children is difficult.
如果你问爸爸妈妈生孩子难不难
？If you ask your parents, is giving birth difficult?
很难啊。
It is very difficult.
我再问你，养他难不难
？Then I ask, how about raising up a child?
养一个孩子难不难
？Is it difficult?
养难哦。
It is difficult as well.
养五个孩子难不难
？Is it difficult to raise five, six children?
哦，不对，养六个孩子难不难
？Is it difficult to raise six children?
每个孩子都难啊。
Every child is difficult.
你看看你自己。
If you look at yourself,
你这一辈子从来没有让你爸爸妈妈生气过的举手。
If you've never made your parents angry ever in your life, please raise your hand.
你自己觉得你非常孝顺的举手。
If you think that you are very obedient, raise your hand.
你会发觉父母养育你何等的困难。
You realize that how difficult it is for parents to raise their children.
你有没有想过我们这位造天地的主养育我们？
Have you ever thought that the God who created the heavens and the earth, He is caring and raising us as well?
你觉得你信了主以后，你就乖乖听话，听主说什么事你就做什么事吗？
Do you believe that after you believe on the Lord, that you always obediently listen to the Lord and follow what He says?
才怪了，对不对？
That would be weird if you did that.
我们就像羊一样。
We are like sheep.
我们分辨不出主的话。
We cannot necessarily distinguish the Lord's word.
我们对主的话也不活泼。
We are not lively towards the Lord's word.
我们甚至对主的话动作也非常的慢。
And we are very slow to obey the Lord's word.
但是这个羊。
But this sheep.
对着主有一个承认。
He confesses something before the Lord.
他承认这位主是他的救主，是他的牧羊者。
He confesses that this shepherd is his Lord.
我们一生在学习宣告这件事情。
We are learning our entire lives to proclaim this fact.
我跟我们家女儿讲说，你到了学校了以后，
I told my daughter when you go to school.
不管在哪一个光景里面，
No matter in what environment you are.
你一定要跟你的同学们讲说，你是个基督徒。
You must tell your fellow students that you must tell everyone that you are a Christian.
你要告诉他你是一个属神的人。
You must tell them that you belong to God.
有时候讲那句话好像把自己框在一个框框里面。
Sometimes when you say those things, it might seem you're putting yourself in a box.
我说你一定要跟你的朋友们宣告一件事，你是属神的。
I told them you must tell your friends you are someone believes.
接下来主为你开路。
And the Lord will open a way for you after that.
有些大学生这样说。
Some college students put it this way.
他说他宣告他自己是一个基督徒后，
They said after I said I was a Christian,
他的朋友不来找他礼拜五去夜店。
My friends don't ask me to come to the movies on Friday night.
因为他觉得找你就没有意思了。
They said finding you, there's no reason for that.
人家可以做这个，找了你在他旁边，好像一把手电筒，没事就照他一下。
Having you next to us is like having a flashlight intermittently flash.
你知道神的话有时候对我们的保护是何等的大吗？
Do you know how great the Lord's word is as protection?
我们以前有一位弟兄，他出去旅游。
A while ago, one of our brothers, he went on a journey.
他在休息站的时候吃那个麦当劳。
At a rest stop, he was eating McDonald's.
他在那边祷告。
And he was there praying.
负责清扫的那个麦当劳的有一个清洁工就过来了。
And so one of the brothers, one of the workers there who was cleaning went to him.
不是来偷他的麦当劳。
It was not to steal his meal.
因为他说 ，Brother, I see you pray so long.
He said, Brother, I see that you've been praying.
我看你祷告了这么久。
I see that you've been praying.
你饿不饿啊？
Are you hungry?
他说你在哪里聚会？
And he asked, where do you gather?
我也是个基督徒。
I'm a Christian as well.
你知道我们常常做一些事情的时候，
Many times when we do certain things,
好像把我们暴露在一个很危险的环境。
It seems we are exposed to certain dangerous situations.
但是神就是这样的保护我们。
But God protects us in this way.
盼望我们这一生我们就开始学习耶和华是我的牧者。
I really hope that in our lives we can understand the Lord is our shepherd.
我们里面有一个真实的承认。
And that we could have a sincere confession.
世界不是喂养我们的。
It is not the world that nourishes us.
是耶和华喂养我们。
It is the Lord God who nourishes us.
世界不是来影响我们的。
Should not be the world that influences us.
是耶和华来牧养我们。
It is the Lord who should be shepherding us.
这是我们学习的一个宣告。
This should be a proclamation.
你要有这样的宣告的时候，
If you have this kind of proclamation,
后面这里讲到两个我，一个是我的牧者。
There will be two mentions of me. The Lord is my shepherd.
多讲一点，六节里面每个都有我哈。
If you put it more bluntly, in every verse there is my.
有时候是 I 哈。
Sometimes it references I.
有时候是 my 哈。
Sometimes it says my.
有时候说这是 me.
And sometimes it says me.
所有的好处都是跟我有了关系。
And so all the blessings relate to me.
他说耶和华是我的牧者。
And so the sheep says the Lord is my shepherd.
是自己的关系哈。
It's something related to himself.
这里他没有强调是我们的牧者，是我们的牧者，但是这里特别强调是我的牧者。
Of course, also relates to the group as a whole, but he didn't say the Lord is our shepherd.
然后他后面就会讲， 我必不致缺乏。
And that's why it says, I shall not want.
主说我们要先求他的国，他的义啊。
The Lord says,
先求他一切都要加添给我们啊。
The Lord says, if we seek His kingdom and His righteousness first, all these things shall be added to
us. 你要承认神是你的牧羊者。
You have to confess that the Lord is your shepherd.
你后面才会有不至于缺乏。
And that is how you do not have to want of anything.
我有时候读这段话的时候，我里面有时候就有难处。
Sometimes when I read this verse, my heart is troubled.
我说那基督徒不吃饭了。
So I say, so Christians shouldn't eat?
其实我不要说一顿不吃饭哦，如果半顿不吃饭，我就觉得我缺乏了。
If I skip a meal or even half a meal, I start to feel I'm in need.
我们的肉体是非常软弱的哦。
Our flesh is very weak.
我们这个肉体有时候不供应它的时候，里面就觉得这不毛躁不安。
Sometimes when we do not provide for our bodies, we start to feel that we can't take it anymore.
好像这句我必不致缺乏，我就说哎，这我还是缺乏、啊。
Seeing this verse, I shall not want. I say, well, I still have wants.
其实我们基督徒常常好像还是在缺乏的光景里面嘛。
It seems many times we as Christians are still in a state of need or want.
对不对？
Is that not so?
为什么诗人会讲我必不致缺乏呢？
Why does the psalmist say that we will not want?
因为这跟他实际的经历里面很有关系。
Because this relates deeply to what is real to him.
大卫他一生的日子里面。
Because in all of David's life,
他每一次回想过他在属的光景里面是何等的缺乏的时候，
whenever he thought upon the times that he was in need,
神都能帮助他。
He realized that the Lord was always able to help him.
我们可能有时候还达不到这个境界。
Maybe we do not come to this state of mind yet.
我们只能讲前半部分。
We can only say the first part to ourselves.
但是后半部分实在有时候讲不出来。
But the latter half of the first verse is not our viewpoint yet.
什么叫做信心的宣告啊？
What is the proclamation of faith?
信心的宣告就是用神的话来讲话。
It is using the Lord's words to speak.
虽然我们还没有经历到那个地步上。
That even though we have not yet experienced it,
但是我们是站在那个地位上。
But we can stand upon that ground.
我们常常说我们得了儿子的名分。
We often say we received the power of sonship.
我们得了基督徒这样的一个名分。
We received the position of being a Christian.
但是我们有时候被人家看出来，这个真的跟基督徒感觉不出来，你是个基督徒。
But many times people say, "Well, I really don't feel that you are a Christian."
因为我们做的事情跟常常跟外人做的事情会非常的相近。
Because what we do oftentimes are very close to that of what other people who aren't Christians do.
我们有地位。
We have a position.
但是我们伸展不出来。
But we are not growing in that position.
我们可能说我必不致缺乏。
We might say, I shall not want.
但是我们里面常常缺乏。
But many times in our hearts, we want and need a lot of things.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们常常在主的面前学习。
That we can learn before His presence.
我们常常能够经历他。
That we can experience Him.
我们会发觉我们灵里面开始不缺乏了。
And that we can feel through our spirits that we actually have no need.
有一天我们会知道，其实我们的肉身也不缺乏。
And one day we will also realize that in our flesh we have no need.
第二节他讲到，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
In verse 2 it says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water.
这是一只羊一生的学习。
This is what a lamb learns throughout his entire life.
愿意主把我们领到青草地上。
It's that the Lord will lead them beside green pastures.
使我们能够躺卧在青草地上。
To lie down in green pastures.
我特别去查一下羊到底有几个胃。
I specifically researched how many stomachs a sheep has.
读经的人告诉我们说，他在青草地因为吃饱了。
The psalmist wrote that they're at green pastures because they're full.
所以他会躺卧下来。
And that's why the sheep would lie down.
他说羊有四个胃啊。
Through research, I discovered lambs have four stomachs.
他有前面三个胃，他把这个草就吞进去。
For the function of the first three stomachs is to just fill it up with the grass that they eat.
然后他就能够吃饱了嘛，对不对？
So afterwards they're full.
所以他就能 躺下来。
And thus they can lie down.
躺下来干什么呢？
What does she do when they lie down?
她就把这些草在房储出来，她在那边搅它。
And what the sheep will do is they will regurgitate the grass and then re-chew it.
有人会问我说，我一辈子都没吃饱过，我怎么可能躺卧呢？
Some people would say to me, I have never been full my entire life. How can I lie down?
如果我们对神的话从来没有吃饱过，
If we never been full when reading the Lord's words,
甚至我们不吃的话，
If we never partake of it,
我们就没有办法在这上面学习到。
We cannot learn anything from here.
我记得以前读圣经的人带我们读神的话哈。
I remember in the past when a brother was leading me.
他说你一信主后你要大口大口吃啊，一直吃一直吃。
And he said, after you believe on the Lord, you have to take the Bible mouthful by mouthful.
趁着年轻的时候多背几句圣经。
While you're young, memorize more portions of scripture.
所以我很羡慕他。
So I really envy him.
他们很会背。
They know how to memorize.
那我们现在怎么背都已经进不去。
Because when we are old, it is more difficult to memorize.
所以我们躺卧下来也没几句话可以在我们脑袋里出来。
So when we lie down, there are very few words of scripture that come to mind.
那总是要到神的话语来想这句话，这是怎么讲。
And so we often have to come back and think, what do these words mean?
我们读主的话趁着年轻。
We should read the words when we're still young.
并不是说五十岁以上的人我们就放弃了，我没有那个意思。
It's not that if you're over the age of 50, sorry, you can't do any of that.
我们对神的话如果能够饱足的话，
If we can become full with the Lord's words,
我们才能够有躺卧的经历。
Then we can experience lying down.
我们才能把神的话，有时候就是神的话就这样涌出来。
And that is how we can have the Lord's word surge up inside of us.
他使我们躺卧在青草地上。
He maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
这个青草地他们说是很复数，就是好多个青草地。
So this green pastures, it's in the plural. That means there's many of them.
我们很多弟兄姐妹在这聚会已经聚会了快20年了吧 ，right？
Many brothers and sisters here have gathered here around 20 years or so.
他说我就只有这一块地。
They said, oh, this is my only pasture.
我不是说那个意思啊。
I'm not referring to pastures as in that context.
有些弟兄姐妹他经过很多地方的聚会。
Some brothers and sisters, they've gone through many different places of gathering.
神有不同的牧养他。
God has shepherded them in different ways.
但是在这里的青草地其实讲到神的话语是多方面的来供应我们。
But these green pastures refer to the many different aspects that God has given us through His Word.
我们有诗篇，我有箴言，我们有新约，有旧约。
We have the Psalms, we have Proverbs, we have the Old Testament, we have the New Testament.
这是一块青草地。
These are green pastures.
等着你去挖掘，等着去饱尝。
It's waiting for you to partake of it.
他又领我们在可安歇的水边。
He leadeth me beside the still water.
以前我看不太懂什么叫做止境的水边。它是 steady.
In the past, I didn't quite understand what it meant to be beside still or quiet waters.
后来圣经读圣经人说，这个水常常讲到圣灵的部分。
People who read the Bible have said that this water often refers to the Spirit.
圣灵有时候会让你 calm down 哦，真正的沉淀下来。
The Holy Spirit oftentimes causes you to be able to calm down.
能够真正的安息在圣灵的里面，
and to be peaceful in the spirit，
不在那个很多争闹的里面，
and not to be embroiled in strife。
神带领我们，一个是他的话，一个是圣灵里面。
God leads us through His word and through His spirit。
这是我们一生的学习的功课。
This is something we will be learning our entire life。
盼望我们愿意被神带到这两方面的去学习。
I pray that the Lord will guide us into these two kinds of learning。
我们一方面读神的话语。
On the one hand, we will be reading the Lord's word.
我们还愿意被神的圣灵来教导。
And on the other hand, we will be willing to be instructed by the Holy Spirit.
这些都是基础，是耶和华是我的牧者。
All these base their foundation on the fact that the Lord is our shepherd.
所以我们当中哈。
That is why among us.
如果你还没有成为神的儿女。
If you are not yet a child of God.
盼望你们饱尝神的恩典。
I hope that you fully partake of the Lord's richness.
早早地接受他。
And seek Him early.
我记得我刚到美国的时候。
I remember when I first came to America.
我刚到美国的时候。
When I just came to America.
就跟在座的很多学生一样。
I was like many of the students here.
我也在 NJIT 念书啊。
I was studying at NJIT.
我是念 computer science.
I was a CS major.
我有一个学长啊。
I had a fellow student, an older student.
那学长有一次来找我。
And one time he came and saw me.
他跟我讲，你要不要听演讲
？He said, "Hey, do you want to listen to a speech?"
他没有讲说要去听福音，他说你要不要听演讲
？He said, "Hey, do you want to listen to a speaker?" He didn't say the gospel.
钓鱼。
So he was hooking me.
我就是那只鱼。
And I was hooked like a fish.
我跟他讲什么样的演讲
？I said, "What kind of speaker?"
他说是跟人生哲学、科学、生命有关。
He said it has to do with philosophy, with life, with all those things.
他的鱼的耳真好。
The bait was too good.
这几个我都很有兴趣。
I was interested in all those aspects.
科学我有兴趣。
To do with science.
我读理工的嘛。
Because I'm studying that.
科学谁怕谁？
Who's afraid?
然后他说这个讲演讲的很有名。
And he said the speaker is very famous.
你一定要去听。
You have to come.
那我就被他钓上去。
And so I was lured into that.
那我一听，我发觉。
And after I listened, I realized
他不是讲科学
He's not talking about science.
他讲的是讲救恩
He talked about salvation.
他讲的那一天讲是讲父亲的爱
He was talking about the love of the Father that
他讲到这位爱我们的主
He talked about how this loving God
可以成为我们的牧者
could become our shepherd.
二十几年来下来
20 years have passed.
我一直感谢我这位学长
I still am thankful to my fellow student.
我感谢他好像骗我一样。
I thank him that for tricking me.
虽然他骗我，我不觉得他骗我。
Even though he tricked me, I really don't feel he tricked me.
因为他知道我的软弱。
Yeah, because he knew my weakness.
我一辈子都在教会的学校长大的。
I've grown up within the school of the church.
我听到这些东西，我就跟你讲不必了。
If I hear these things, I'll tell you there's no need.
但是他那一天，他钓到一条鱼。
But on that day, he caught his fish.
那一天开始，我就学习耶和华成为我的牧者。
And from that day forward, I began to learn lessons of how the Lord is my shepherd.
学习他把我领到可安歇的水边去。
And to learn how he leads me beside still waters.
学习他使我能够躺卧在青草地上。
And to learn how he causes me to lie down in green pastures. Brothers and sisters,
如果你愿意神教导你。
If you are willing for the Lord to guide you,
就像一个孩子一样
just like a child,
他双手可以张开
his two arms can be wide open.
他跟他父母讲
he can say to his parents,
爸爸妈妈
father, mother,
教我
please teach me.
你觉得这父母会不愿意教他吗
Do you think the parents will say no?
今天我们很可惜，就是我们不愿意跟神承认说我们需要被教导。
What's very sad today is that we are unwilling to admit that we need to be taught by the Lord.
我们情愿在外面吃饱了回来。
We are willing to be fed from elsewhere and come home full.
所有神的话语对你来讲啊厌烦。
And whenever you hear the Lord's words, you're like, oh, that's not for me.
我们不愿意被神来引领。
We don't want to be guided by the Lord.
我记得我信了主之后。
I remember after I believed on the Lord.
很多人知道我哈，就是我们当中已经好多聚会聚二十几年了。
So many people know me, and we've been gathering here for around 20 years.
你知道我多老吗？哈。
Now you know how old I am.
他生出来的时候，我抱过他的。
When I was born, he held me.
那有一次这个若兰不在的时候，那个没有尿布了哈。
One time when my mom was not around, there was no diapers.
那你知道我们做了什么事吗
？And you know what we did.
我们彼此非常的熟悉。
We are familiar with one another.
但是我也很感谢主。
But I also thank the Lord.
就是这一群弟兄姐妹。
That these brothers and sisters.
我们愿意被主所引领。
We are willing to be led by the Lord.
我记得我们以前聚会的时候。
I remember in the past when we gathered together.
在以前我来我们这里自己聚会的时候。
When we still gathered by ourselves.
我们大部分都是招待厨房清洁服侍的弟兄姐妹。
We often had gathered people who worked in the kitchen.
神说要在这里开始有聚会。
And the Lord said, this is a place where we should gather.
其实我很喜欢在厨房里面打杂。
To be honest, I really enjoy working in the kitchen.
我恨不得都是他们去哈，都是他们去讲道，他们去邀请，他们去传福音。
I would rather everyone else, they go and preach, they go and pray, they go and do many things.
我们就躲在厨房里面服侍。
And we could just hide in the kitchen and serve there.
时间到了大家来吃饭。
And so when time is up, we can all come and eat.
但是 神带领你一辈子哈。
But when God is guiding you your entire life,
本来需要被换尿布哈。
For those who once needed to have their diapers changed,
本来只能帮人家换尿布。
For those who only knew how to change diapers for others,
但神从不轻看你的侍奉。
But God never looks down on your service.
他有一天能够带领你。
One day He will guide you,
使你成长。
To cause you to grow up.
这是我们愿意被主所 teach 的。
It is something that we should be willing to be taught by the Lord.
Taught, 被教导。
To be taught.
这是第二节。
This is verse 2.
第三节他讲，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
Verse 3 says, He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
这讲到这只羊它一生的道路就在这里。
It talks about where the path of the sheep lies.
为着神的名引导这只羊走一条义路。
He teacheth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
他使我们这个魂能够苏醒过来。
He causes us, our souls to be restored.
我们这个人得救之后。
After we become saved,
我们的魂还是晃来晃去。
Our souls are still wandering.
我们的魂好像还是在世界里漂泊。
Our souls often are entangled in the
world. 但是我们里面有一个灵在那里，救恩的灵。
But we have a spirit inside of us.
这个灵能够使我们魂转过来。
And the spirit can change and turn the soul around.
我们前一段时间在台湾，在一个聚会当中。
In the past, I was at a gathering in Taiwan.
那个唱诗歌在唱诗歌哈。
So they were singing hymns at that time.
我觉得那一个诗歌是非常普通的一条诗歌。
I thought that hymn was very plain.
那这个慕道友带着慕道友他在那边唱。
And so this truth seeker was there.
唱，就他哭起来了。
And so he was singing this plain hymn, and then he started.
你知道我们基督徒有一个常常会被人家的。影响哦，就是说有人哭，我们就会想要哭啊。
And we as Christians, oftentimes when others cry, we would start to feel like.
但是我看那个歌词，我觉得这歌词实在是很生硬，怎么会哭得起来呢？
But I was looking at the lyrics, I was like, these words don't actually mean that much. Why would I cry?
何况是一个外邦人。
And plus, it's someone who doesn't even know the Lord who's crying.
有一些诗歌，基督徒唱也哭不起来。
And some hymns, when you sing, you just can't really.
结果这个穆道友哭起来了。
And so this truth seeker, he was crying.
我搞不清楚啊。
And so I was kind of puzzled.
就问他。
So I asked him.
他信的主啊，他后来信的主。
So afterwards he did believe on the Lord.
他说我这个人唱到这条诗歌的时候。
He said when I came to this hymn.
他说我这一辈子就像是在海中飘来飘去，飘来飘去。
For me, my entire life.I felt like I was on a sea floating about.
但是跟你们在一起唱这个诗歌的时候，
But together with you, when I sang this hymn with you,
我里面突然停下来了。
Suddenly in my heart seemed I wasn't floating around anymore.
他说我好像一条船能够 dock 在一个安静的平稳的港里面。
It's like I was a ship and I was at that moment I docked at a peaceful harbor.
这个是一个外邦人在形容救恩。
This is what a unbeliever used to describe.
他里面乱得不得了。
He was, his heart was turbulent.
突然一首诗歌让他平静安稳。
Suddenly, this hymn caused him to become peaceful.
他里面的魂整个醒悟过来。
And his soul was awakened.
他抓着讲道的弟兄说。
And he grabbed the brother who was speaking and said,
我怎么样得救？
How can I be saved?
我的心怎么样可以不向外面飘来飘去？
How can my heart no longer be stirred up?
这是他的魂整个。转过来了。
This was the transformation of his soul.
他信了主。
He believed on the Lord.
后来我回去我就开始看那个诗歌了。
And so afterwards, I went back and I took a look at the hymn.
我发觉那诗歌，怎么会这么带有能力呢？
And I thought, why does this hymn have so much power?
No, 不是诗歌带有能力。
But it's not the hymn that has the power.
是神的灵带有能力。
It's the Lord's Spirit that gives the power.
他可以用着一个非常我自己感觉非常枯燥的诗歌。
He could use a hymn that maybe for me it's very dry.
使这个人的灵能够魂能够苏醒过来。
To cause the spirit of this person to become alive again.
我们一生有时候道路很枯竭啊。
Many times in our paths, things may be dry.
礼拜五去聚会。
Maybe on Friday night we go together.
礼拜天来教会。
And on Sunday we come here to church.
外邦人看我们 这个道路好像哎你就这样了。
And people from the outside, they look at us and say, oh, is that all you guys do?
一去去二十几年。
And you go 20 years in a row.
每个礼拜天就在找地方聚会。
And every Sunday you have to find somewhere to gather.
人家是礼拜天要找哪里去玩。
And people on Sunday look for places to play.
结果你们去度假，礼拜天还在找聚会。
And even on vacation on Sundays you look for somewhere to gather.
后来我发觉以后度假是礼拜一到礼拜五度假。
And that's why I realized many of us go on vacation from
Monday to Friday. 不要浪费礼拜天去度假。
And we don't waste Sundays to go on vacation.
因为你越度里面越不平安。
Because the more you go on vacation,
你总是要把聚会聚完再度假。
You must first go and gather, and then you can go on vacation.
这是我们一生的道路。
This is the path we walk on.
非常的平淡。
It's something very
normal.
It's something very normal.
Not exciting.
It's not thrilling.
有一次去他们去 Colorado 那个他们去滑雪哦，他说那个山顶上滑雪还有一个教堂哎。
Someone went skiing in Colorado, and they said on top of the ski slope there's a church.
我说那个地方我去不了。
And he said, I'm not going there.
他们说很多 skiers 上去的时候，他们先到里面敬拜完，没才留下去。
And they said many skiers when they go ski, they first worship there and then they go ski. It's a very small chapel.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们何等愿意主带我们这一生。
But brothers and sisters, we are so willing that the Lord will guide us.
可能非常平平淡淡的过。
Maybe the path he guides us in is very plain.
但是我们里面平静安稳啊。
But if we are peaceful inside,
我们的魂是随时能够醒悟过来。
Our soul can be easily stirred up.
愿意神带领我们走这一条义路。
May the Lord guide us in His righteous path.
行走，神要我们行走哈。
To walk on what the Lord wants us to walk on.
什么叫行走？就是把神的话能够活出来。
What does it mean to walk on it? It means to live out the Lord's word.
我们活出神的话。我们的魂很重要。
If we live out the Lord's words, our soul is very important.
常常我们的魂不对，所以我们活的也不对。
Many times when our soul is not right with God, our lives are not right with God.
第四节、第五节讲到同一件事情。
Verses 4 and 5 talk about the same thing.
你有第一节、第二节、第三节，有宣告、有学习、也有神给你的道路之后。
After verses 1, 2, and 3, when it talks about proclamation, following the Lord's words, and also having the Lord's path.
我们读诗篇二三篇，就发觉神话语的规模是何等的严谨。
We see that the Lord's order in Psalm 23 is very, very tight.
第四节跟第五节就讲到基督徒的实际的经历了。
Verses 4 and 5 describe real life experiences for us.
他把那个经历讲得更清楚。
It describes it in more clear detail.
一个经历是我们经历死荫的幽谷。
One is experiencing the valley of the shadow of death.
一个经历是在敌人面前。
And the other experience is before our enemies.
大卫的一生，他经过死荫幽谷。
David in his life has passed through the valley of the shadow of death.
大卫的一生的经历，他经历在敌人面前。
And David experienced much of his life before his enemies.
这也是我们经历的。
And this is something we experience as well.
我们常常会在幽谷里面。
Many times we are in the valley.
他说那只羊常常会掉到山谷里面去。
And they say that sheep oftentimes fall in valleys and gorges.
他没有死掉。
They don't die.
他在那个幽谷里面爬不上来。
They fall down and they are unable to climb up again.
所以这位好的牧羊人，他就会用他的杖、他的杆来救这只羊。
And so the shepherd would use their rod and their staff to rescue the sheep.
这是我看诗篇注释的一篇很好的故事。
This is a wonderful story that this psalm brings.
他说在以色列的地区，他们这些牧羊人。
They say that in Israel, in the areas where there are sheep.
他说他们牧羊人有一支杖，有一个杆，哈，那个杆就是有一个勾勾的。
The shepherds there, they have a rod and a staff, and the staff has a little hook at the end.
然后那个杖是很短的一个小鞭子。
And the rod is actually just a small short whip.
他常常会引导这些羊，有些洞哈，他就引导他跳过去。
And so he would always guide the sheep. For example, if there's a hole, tell them to jump over.
这聪明的羊就会跳得过去啊。
And so smart sheep jump over it.
那像比较笨的羊，像我有时候就掉到那坑里面去。
And so dumber sheep would fall in.
那 掉下去怎么办呢？
And so when they fall, what happens?
那很深的坑坑。
Sometimes the pit may be deep.
那这个牧羊人他就拿那个很长的那个钩钩哈。
And so the shepherd would take this long staff.
就把那只小小羊把它勾起来。
And lift up the sheep with that.
我们的经历也是这样。
Our experience is like that.
常常神管教我们。
Many times when our God disciplines us.
指引我们。
Guides us.
那但是我们不听。
But we don't listen.
我们就落入那个没有交通的那个里面去。
We enter into that state of no fellowship with Him.
那神怎么办呢？
So what does God do?
那我如果我是神的代言人，我就跳下去打他一顿，再上来，对不对？
If I were God's representative, I would go down, beat up him up, and then come back up.
没有神，他用一个勾勾把我们勾起来。
No, but God uses a hook and He lifts us up.
所以圣经说慈神爱所哈。
And that's why it says our God is full of.
神对我们非常的温柔。
God is very gentle towards us.
有时候他把我们勾起来。
And sometimes He lifts us up.
这是羊一生的经历。
This is what sheep experienced in their lives.
因为我们信了主之后，
when we believe on the Lord,
我们常常在那个幽谷里面，
oftentimes we are in that valley.
跟那个神，跟神没有太多的交通。
We don't have interaction with God.
那神有时候用爱来吸引你。
But our God, He draws us to Him with His love.
有时候我们真的知道自己错了。
Many times we know that we are wrong.
神他用爱来吸引你的时候。
But when God draws us with His love.
你好像被神又勾回去了。
It seems we are again brought back to Him.
这是我们一生的经历哈。
This is our life's experience.
他说在我的敌人面前你为我摆设宴席。
It says, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
羊的一生有很多的敌人。
In sheep's life, they face many enemies.
基督徒在地上有很多与我们为敌的。
Christians also face people who are their foes.
那神为我们摆设一个宴席。
And our God prepares a feast for us.
中国人对宴席很有讲究的。
Chinese people always have their principles concerning feasts.
美国来美国留学后，发觉常常去吃 takeout 哈。
Many times when we come to America, we realize we eat from takeout.
你知道什么叫 takeout 吗？
Do you know what is a takeout?
就不是宴席了哈。
It's not a feast in essence.
什么是宴席是吧？
What is a feast?
你知道我们有一次去参加婚宴，他要吃12道菜啊。
Once when I went to a wedding, they had 12 dishes that they were serving.
大人都已经坐腻了，小孩早就翻掉了，就是不知道跑到哪去了。
And so the children and I were sick of it, and the adults had to sit through.
我们有这样的经历，我们去婚礼哈，那个宴席好久，好像 never end， 对不对？
Many times when we sit through weddings, the feast it seems like it never ends.
不是 take out 啊。
That's not a take out.
我们每次参加宴席的时候，8点钟开始上。上第一道菜，12点还没满，12点上炒面。
And oftentimes when we have a feast, the first dish comes at 8.
宴席是一个长时间的享用。
A feast is something that should be enjoyed over a long period.
我们今天基督徒在地上，在敌人的面前，神给我们摆一个宴席。
Today, before the presence of our enemies, our Lord prepares a feast.
他不是给你摆一个 take out， 让吃了马上。滚蛋哈，没有这个意思。
Our God doesn't give us a take out and say, okay, take it and leave.
他你慢慢的散菜。
He said, he's giving each just slowly,
慢慢的享用。
And he said, please enjoy.
这个还不是普通宴席啊。
And this is no ordinary feast.
大卫在这里用的字非常讲究。
The words he used here were very specific.
他说这个字只有国宴，就是王的宴席。
This feast refers to the feast of the king.
我一辈子没有经。不用讲太多，我们 county 的 mayor 都没有请我吃过饭啊。
Even the county mayor has not invited me.
更不要说奥巴马请我们吃饭。
Maybe Obama hasn't invited me.
但我们今天也不一定想要吃那个饭。
Maybe we not, might not want to eat.
但是你知道，神为我们摆设的宴席是何等的美。
But what the feast the Lord prepares for us is so good.
我们今天还不知道上到第几道菜。
We don't know which dish we have gone yet.
上到最后一道菜的时候，我们也离开这世界了。
When we receive that last dish, it is when we leave the world.
我们好好享用神所为我们摆设的宴席。
We should really enjoy the dishes that.
基督徒的聚会就是一个宴席。
His gatherings are like this.
基督徒在一起擘饼分享神的话，就是一个宴席。
For Christians to gather, break bread together, that is a feast.
时间的关系啊。
Because of time.
后面不讲。
I cannot finish everything.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这只羊 一生有一个最喜乐的事情。
This sheep has something that's very joyous in his life.
他说我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
弟兄姐妹，你知道一生一世有一个慈爱随着你吗？
Do you see in your life that there's love and mercy following you?
我一直想要用各种方式让弟兄姐妹了解什么叫随着我。
I want to try and explain what it means to be having to have something follow you.
其实这个 follow 还不够准确哈。
To be accurate, follow is not the right word.
它的原来字是追着你哈。
The original is to have something chase you.
所以我今天后来发觉领会是谭永雄弟兄。
And so today I realized that the speaker was Brother Tam.
所以我用谭永雄做个比喻。
And so I'll use him as an example.
希望燕琴不要生气。
And I hope his wife is okay with that.
就是如果谭永雄在追燕琴的时候。
So when Brother Tam is wooing his wife,
他老远从香港买一个非常贵重的东西。
And so from Hong Kong he buys an expensive gift.
他坐上飞机。
He sits on the plane.
那海关说你为什么要提上来？
And so the customs officer
asked, 你可不可以托运？你可不可以托运啊？
Why don't you put it in the luggage?
谭永雄说这是太重要，要因为要给宴请。
He said this is too important. I have
personally handed. 亲自提着他上飞机。
I need to personally carry it on the plane.
不准别人碰他。
And no one else can touch it.
不准人家打开。
And no one else can open this.
所以他一路从香港坐22个小时飞机过来。
And so he's
16个小时，现在有直飞的。
Now he sits.
他坐直飞。
16 hours direct flight over.
而且没有 delay.
And there's no delay.
到 Newark 还是 JFK？ 哦 ，Newark， 他选 Newark 下来。
And so he gets off at Newark International.
礼拜六下来。
And so he gets off Saturday.
他想礼拜天呢。
And he wants on Sunday.
我还在追宴请。
我
要礼拜天把这礼物给宴请。
And so he said, I want on Sunday to give the gift to her.
结果礼拜天呢。
And so it's Sunday.
我们的领会弟兄一大早就醒过来。
And so early in the morning, our brother wakes.
因为他说这是一个极重贵重的礼物。
Because he said this is a very precious gift.
24小时新鲜。
It is within 24 hours, it is fresh.
我今天要给他，我要献给我所爱的。
I want to give this to the person that I love.
所以那天主日聚会。
And so that day it was the Lord's gathering.
然后他来了。
And he comes.
他跟我一样穿着西装。
And he wears a suit.
他把这东西说宴请。
And he said, sister,
我从香港。
I came all the way from Hong Kong.
把这个好的礼物。
And brought this gift.
要给你。
To you.
希望你。喜欢他。
I hope that you like it.
结果那天呢，主日实在太忙了。
And that day, people were too busy.
燕琴又要到厨房，又要到，就是到处忙。
And the sister, she just had to go everywhere.
就他就跟Gideon就敷衍了两下，说啊，好好就放，嘣就放在这里。
And so she just says to Gideon,、oh, okay, thank you. And
然后聚会的时候
，And during the gathering,
然后信息又讲得非常的好。
And the message was very.
就他就忘记了 Gideon。
And so she forgets the gift that Gideon brought for her.
结果聚会完了吧。
And so after the gathering,
燕琴就拿了她的包包。
And so the sister she takes her gathering.
就走出去了。
And her purse and she leaves.
就她留下什么东西
？What does she leave behind?
24小时最新鲜从香港带来的礼物。
This 24 hour still fresh gift from Hong Kong.
你觉得难不难过、
啊、Do you think that it's very sad?
你为谁最难过？
Who would you feel sad for?
你会为燕琴难过吗
？Would you feel bad for sister?
燕琴还没打开那个礼物。
She didn't even open the gift yet.
对不对？为谁难过
？Who would you feel sad for?
当然是他嘛。
Of course it's him.
他老老实实背啊背啊扛啊带到你的面前。
He spent all this time and energy to bring this gift.
就燕琴就走了。
And then, but then sister Yan just left.
我们感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
结果，基点从头到尾在看燕琴。
And so Gideon was observing Sister Yan the whole
time. 他不只注意 Gideon， 不只注意燕琴的每一个动作。
He was not only observing each one of her movements.
他还发觉燕琴忘了带那个礼物。
And he also realized that she forgot to bring her gift.
结果他怎么办
？And so what did he do？
已经送了他嘛，对不对
？And he already gave it to her, right？
燕琴又走了。
And she left.
Gideon 就三步变两步，拿着那个礼物，拿起来追燕琴追出去。
And so Gideon would pick up the package and rush out to.
燕琴还没开车。
She didn't drive the car yet.
他说：“你的，你的，你的，你的。”燕琴说：“什么事啊？”
And he said, this is yours, yours, yours. He said, what is mine?
这是你的礼物。
And he said, this is your gift.
希望你喜欢。
And I hope that you enjoy it.
这个例子哈。
This example.
你有没有发觉我们的主就是这样一辈子对我们。
Do you realize that our God is doing this to us our entire life?
他一生的慈爱追着我们。
He is with his love and mercy chasing us our entire life.
但是我们常常把它摆在不重要的地方。
But oftentimes we place him in a place that's not important.
主说这是你的。
Our God says, this is for you.
你的。
This is yours.
即使你忘记。
Even though you might forget.
我还是要追着给你。
But I will still chase you and give it to you.
这是爱我们的主。
This is what our God who loves us does.
盼望这新的一年。
I pray that in this new year,
我们读诗篇的时候。
As we read the Psalms,
我们发觉这位爱我们的主。
That we realize that this God who loves us,
是我们一生的牧者。
He is our everlasting shepherd.
因为我们知道有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Because we know that goodness and mercy will follow or pursue us.
我们知道我们一生不会缺乏。
And we know that our entire life we will not have any need.
因为我们知道这位慈爱的主。
Because we know that this loving God,
他的慈爱追着我们不放。
His love never leaves us.
我们愿意一生在神的殿中。
We are willing our entire lives to be in the Lord's temple.
我们不只饱尝神的恩典。
We not only want to partake of His mercy.
我们更多的愿意敬拜他。
We also want to worship Him.
我们愿意在我们地上的宴席的时候。
We want that on our feast on earth.
我们饱尝这个宴席里面的美味。
That we can treasure each taste that we have.
只等到我们在地上合上我们的眼睛。
Until on earth we shut our eyes.
我想我就停在这，我们祷告。
I think we'll end here for now. Let's have a word of prayer.
天父，我们实在感谢你的话。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
因为我们每一次读你的话的时候
，Because each time when we read your word,
我们心里满了感谢，满了赞美。
Our hearts are full of thanksgiving and praise.
因为我们众人的祷告都到你的面前。
May our prayers all reach your ears.
主啊，你鉴察我们。
Lord, search us.
让我们愿意说，我们一生是你的小羊。
May we be willing our entire lives to be your sheep.
我们愿意说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不缺乏。
We are willing to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我们也知道，我们一生一世在主的救恩里面，我们要饱尝。救恩的慈爱。
And we also know that we ought to preserve your love through your salvation you've given us.
保守我们在地上的日子。
Please guide us in our years on earth.
愿我们一生的年日都在你的手中。
And may the years of our lives be in your hands.
我们把赞美、感谢归给你。
We give praise and thanksgiving to you.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.